Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name's Jeff.
Hey, I'm Mark.
And welcome to episode number 88. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Ooh, this week we played Super Bomberman R Online. It was developed by Konami Digital Entertainment, who you may know from other games such as indie titles Metal Gear Solid, Castlevania, a horror title Silent Hill, and a little-known sports game, which is probably true, Pro Evolution Soccer.
It's not little-known. For a long time, it was Pro Evolution Soccer was the soccer game that soccer fans played, while FIFA was the game everyone else played.
Cool. It is a action maze battle royale. It was released September 1st, 2020.
It's a new genre. Action Maze Battle Royale.
Action Maze Battle Royale. And it's on the Nintendo Switch, PS4, Xbox One, PC, and just for you, Jeff, Stadia.
Ooh. Ah, hey, Stadia? I never play Stadia.
Do you still have Stadia?
Yeah, it's still around.
Good things about it.
Well, it's not bad. But compared to playing on a local hardware, there's still a lot to be desired. But if you're playing a game that's like story driven, like, you know, the, Life is Strange or the Telltale sort of games like, Walking Dead, it's perfect for that because you don't need to be super twitchy with your controls. But there's plenty of episodes in the archive about Stadia if you want to learn about it. It's better than Xbox streaming. I'll say that.
Gameplay.
All right, so this is a maze game. I don't really consider it maze per se.
Action maze, sir.
It's not. Action it's Bomberman.
My bad.
Right. I mean, it's top down, and I guess you could call a standard Bomberman level a maze. There's you're on sort of a grid layout, and there's bricks, and then there's also these unbreakable stones. And I don't know how it was, like a 20 by 20 grid or something. And you, as Bomberman, place bombs to blow up these bricks. Inside the bricks are power-ups. Your intention is to blow up your opponent, of which there are, in general, Bomberman, since it's usually like 4, is kind of like a good game of Bomberman, but it can get up to 8. I remember Bomberman on Saturn had 8, I think, and that's the best Bomberman game ever made. But this is different because it is a battle royale. You're playing against, is it 66?
64.
People. And the way they do this is by having that 20 by 20 grid, or however big it is, several of them. And when you start off, it's like 4 people on each of these maps. So if there's 64 people, someone quickly do the math. What's 64 divided by 4?
Nope.
Hey, Google.
Not doing that.
What's 64
that.
Divided by 4?
16.
Look at that. All right. Scott's my new Google. So 16 boards. And periodically, a la Darwin Project, some of those boards will close. There'll be a big warning, and you have to move to one of the other boards that are available. During this time, you get 2 lives. You can be killed once and then come back, but if you die a second time, you're done.
Unless you pick up a heart.
Okay, so there's a way to get extra lives.
Yes.
And
but the max is two at a time.
Okay. And you all move together, you know, as battle royales push everyone with a shrinking circle together. This is sort of the same thing. Now, there are maps on the sides of the screen that tell you where you are. And so you can look at a glance and say, okay, I need to move up or to the left. And you'll see hallways on the current board you're on. And you just move where you need to go as it shrinks and shrinks and shrinks until you get one winner. And you along
should,
the way, you're
should
picking
note
the
power
that
there is a time limit when you have to move. And I think it's like 10 seconds, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's plenty of time to move, but it's also chaotic because the people in your board are dropping bombs. And so if you've never played Bomberman, most of these power-ups seem to look like standard Bomberman power-ups where you can pick one up that allows you to drop additional bombs at a time. You can pick one up that extends your blast radius. You can pick one up that allows you to kick bombs, which is super powerful. You got to have one of those.
There's a punching glove.
Boxing glove. There's I think there's some that increase your foot speed, all of these things. And so while you're playing the game, like in a battle royale, like a normal one, you're kind of leveling your character almost. The longer you're playing the game, the more powerful your character is going to be getting as you get down to that final group.
You can also, depending on which character you have, will give you a special ability too sometimes. I just actually played a few minutes before we started recording just to get a refresher on it. There was a Simon Belmont character because obviously it's Konami.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Indiana Jones?
But he did have a whip. And
that's
the
Indiana
whip
Jones.
Would actually,
okay, cool.
When you whip a bomb, it grabs it and throws it behind you. And then you can also whip enemy characters, and I think it stunned them for just a small amount of time. So you could use that, in effect to do, not damage, but slow them down so that they get hit by your bomb. There was another character that had like a machine gun, and you could shoot your opponents, or you could also shoot bombs. And if you shot the bombs, it would detonate them immediately.
Now, these characters, you were able to play them for no additional cost? They just available to everyone?
Yes.
They were available to everyone. I think it's just a starter, but there was other characters that you could purchase.
Huh.
And those free characters, the special ability characters, the special abilities have a reset timer on them, so you can't use them just however you want.
There is
a cooldown period between you using your special ability.
Interesting. I don't know that I like that. I'm fine with it if they're not locked behind a paywall, but...
Yeah, also, when you're fleeing a zone that's going to be closing, you can't drop bombs, like you had said, Jeff. But
oh, okay. But
when you go to a next zone, if it's a zone that's safe, you'll see blocks, not quite blocks, but like outlines of blocks on the ground, and that's where the blocks are going to drop. So you have to make sure that you're not standing where one is going to drop, because I think it actually will kill you if it drops on you.
Yeah, and that essentially starts the process over again. So when you do move to this new board, you essentially are playing a new game of Bomberman, but you've got your power-ups. And you're playing against people who've already survived the first round, so to speak.
Now, Jeff, what did you play on?
Xbox Series X.
All right. Scott, what did you play on?
I played on the Xbox One, and I do have something to say about that. How about you, Mark?
Oh, I played on the Switch. So, and my only reason for asking is that I was wondering what the wait times were to get into games.
Awful.
Yes, terrible. Thank you.
Yeah, so even just the wait times. Like, it took a long time to queue up with a bunch of people. And it's a 64-player game, but there are plenty of battle royales out there with much larger numbers that it has to pull into matches. And it just getting queued into a match took forever. And then the load times. And I'm using a Series X with a solid-state hard drive. It took forever to just load. Now, I don't know if I'm waiting on all 64 players to load into the match, so maybe hardware doesn't play into it. It's just whoever else you're playing with. But it took forever to get into matches. And then if you died out of the gate, you'd want to jump back into another match, but it's like, I have to queue back up. you know, and then sit through the load times again. I really didn't like that. I
had an average wait time, and I played just today as we were recording. I played a couple matches, and my average wait time was over 4 minutes.
Yeah,
and that's to me that's ridiculous. I did not want to play the game after the second time I had to wait in excess of 4 minutes to get into another match. I think that's the biggest downfall of this game.
Absolutely.
No. I've got worse downfall. Are you ready for this one?
You couldn't even play the game.
So here's the main issue that I had, and apparently this game does not conform to Xbox's new rules where free-to-play games are supposed to be able to be played without Xbox Live Gold. That was not the case here. Not only that, because I tried to play it without Xbox Live Gold, whenever you first queue up the game, it asks you to pick your language and your region. It wouldn't let me pick, like, I picked the language and region, went into the game one time, didn't bother to do the tutorial, and then the next time I tried to load in, it didn't let me do the tutorial, I didn't do the tutorial, but then it told me when I tried to queue up for a game, it told me something about not putting in my credentials. And so I'm like, okay, what's going on with this? So I exited out of the game. And then after that, I couldn't get back into the game because it would only give me the language selection, but not the region. So I could never get past that to even play the game. And I was like, okay, I wonder if it's got to be something to do with Xbox Live. So I re-upped my Xbox Live for a month. And tried it again, still had the error, went to my son's profile and queued up, and it worked fine. But I had to have Xbox Live to even do it.
Huh. That is weird. So
I still can't access on my profile at all.
So I have a question, and I don't know if you guys know this. Is this mode in the core Bomberman R game?
No, it's not.
Okay, so this is its own standalone deal. I was just wondering if they released like a free version that was, you know, sort of like Warzone was initially only part of Modern Warfare, and then they opened it up to everyone. So,
no, because I have Super Bomberman R as well as the Super Bomberman R online, and they were both two separate games. Like I could download them separately because I think they offered it on Xbox Live Gold 1 month, a while back,
and so. These technical issues are really disappointing because the concept of a Battle Royale Bomberman works really well. Like, once you're in the game, it's great. In my opinion, the Battle Royale fits really well with this Bomberman style of gameplay. And we've seen a lot of games like Super Mario had a Battle Royale briefly, Tetris 100. And we're seeing more and more of these games sort of add that battle royale to it and working to varying degrees of success. And I think this feels the most like a battle royale. And that, granted, it's not first person shooter, but you're taking out your enemies and you're getting stronger as you do so. And the map, so to speak, well, I guess it is a map, is shrinking as you do it. The rules of battle royale apply very well to Bomberman. And
the concept is good.
It's great.
Yeah. It's just the execution behind everything else is where I didn't want to play this game after the third time I had to wait, you know, for a billion minutes. And that's an exaggeration, but it didn't feel like it, especially because I'm playing on the Switch. So, you know, it's supposed, you know, I'm supposed to be able to play this, you know, on the go. And when I'm having to wait all this time to get back into a match, is because there is a learning curve behind the game. I haven't played a Bomberman game in forever. And so, you know, and I did the tutorial, and then I had a feeling out period of trying to get used to the nuance of the game. And every time I died, man, I was just like, okay, I put up with it for the first, you know, for the first couple times, but then it was just like I didn't want to play the game anymore. I just didn't want to go through the process.
Yeah, this is disappointing that Konami, of all, you know, studios, is having all these issues with it.
Well, Konami's not really, they've self-described themselves as not being in gaming anymore. And so their catalog is reduced to very few titles. And usually they don't turn out that great. They're not really a game studio anymore. They tend to, I believe their biggest focus is pachinko machines, maybe. Is that what it's called?
Maybe
the wrong game. But they make these sort of gambling machines that are big in other countries. I gotta think. Pachinko, I think, is actually a place in PUBG. Hold on. Pachinko.
Long Battle Royale, Jeff.
Pachinko machine.
Plinko.
Pachinko. It's like if you ever watched, I don't know exactly, but it reminds me of that game they done on Price is Right where you drop the disc down. What was that called?
Oh, where it like hits the nails and like comes up Plinko?
Plinko. It's basically Plinko, I think. Hold on.
It's Plinko.
Yeah, Plinko.
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, there's not much else to say about the gameplay behind.
Yeah, Pachinko is from PUBG. That's where I got that from. Oh my gosh.
Paywall.
All right. I didn't see a currency for this. Did you guys?
It has one, but I don't remember what it is.
Is it just something general, I think? I looked at the store briefly, but I paid more attention to what you could buy than what the currency was, because it's just some sort of generic currency. But you can buy emotes and skins. And that's what I was asking about, if you can buy characters with special abilities.
Yes.
Then that changes things to be in more of that pay to win style.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel that I had an advantage over anybody with the whip or the gun, to be honest. In fact, I killed myself like twice with the gun, not realizing that I could shoot the bombs and make them blow up even faster. And the issue with that is if you shoot a bomb that has too much, the fire thing that increases the range on it, if you shoot one that's got too much, you're going to blow yourself up with it.
Yeah.
The currency in this game is bomber coins.
Ah, original.
Yeah. Like, and they did have a battle pass and then like a bomber pass.
Yeah. I love Bomberman. Like the top down 2D classic Bomberman. Playing with friends. I mentioned I love the Sega Saturn one. But this game just feels empty to me in the sense that the bomber coins and bomber pass, it just feels so phoned in. And I think the gameplay, while decent, just kind of follows that. It feels unfinished.
And the game's been out for almost a year now, so it's...
Has it really?
Yeah. September of 2020 is when it released.
Oh.
Yeah. Wasn't it on, like... I think it was on just the PC at the time,
though. That might have been.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, but still, I mean, they've had almost a year to implement everything they want to do it.
Now, granted, you know, Warzone is full of bugs and can dump you out to the menu, but it works more often than it doesn't. And the load times aren't that bad, and you're loading 120, 150 players into a map at a time. So,
well, and I mean, even when you're having to wait for somebody to load up, you still have that that lobby.
Yeah,
that
you got your little
screw
lobby
around in. There's no lobby or anything like that unless you're just sitting there waiting until you say, "Oh, found enough players," and then you go in and choose your character, or what skin you want, or whatever. And while you're waiting for that, for people to load up into it, and then you have to wait again for another load. There's a lot of loading in this.
Yeah.
So about those bomber coins.
Yeah, I wouldn't call this a pay-to-win. I know you were kind of edging towards that, Jeff, but I didn't feel like there was an advantage to having a different character.
And I guess you could almost look at it like a League of Legends where you're buying characters, which do affect gameplay, but they don't necessarily give you a huge tactical advantage, with probably some exceptions from like high-end players, but most of them own all the characters probably anyway. But I can see that.
Yeah, so I would say this is a pay-to-bedazzle because you can buy skins, you can buy different characters, you could buy the little dangly thing that comes off your head to change that. There was different emotes you could do, dances, poses, a lot of other stuff like that.
So one thing that is I thought was concerning about the pay options for this game is that it does have a private match feature, but it's behind a paywall. You have to pay.
Really?
Yeah, you have to pay to use it. So you just you can't just hop on with, you know, like the three of us couldn't just hop in and try to, you know, just, you know, jerk about. But
whoa, what?
And that's disappointing because a lot of streamers, if that was open, they could make, you know, their own lobbies for their audience.
Right.
But because it's so behind a paywall, like, yeah, the streamer could pay for that option, but then all of his followers would have to pay for it, too, to be able to be drop in the game with them. So that's really stupid.
Yeah. I was just clicking around on the different menus and discovered that. And I was like, what? It was it's. The game is very simple, and there's not a whole lot to do once you have played the main mode.
Replayability.
That's for the next section, but I digress.
Well, let's just jump right into it then, Mark.
There's only one. This game is not replayable. There's only one arena type.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's only one arena. You can't customize things.
Like,
just
like other battle royales, though, it's infinitely replayable as long as you don't mind queuing up and, you know, playing with other people.
That's where the replayability really takes a hit. So Fortnite would have that sort of queue and backup thing, but then they added a feature where once your game ended, you could tap one button and you're back in queue. And that's how you keep that replayability high. You get the barrier to entry into the next match as short as possible. And that doesn't happen here. You get dumped out and you wait. And then you get in a match. And what happened to me?
Dumped out, though.
Yeah.
Because you have to like be like, oh, do you want to continue watching or do you want to quit? And then when you go to quit, it's like, do you really want to quit? And I'm like, yeah, I want to quit. I want to go and try to play another game. But then, of course, that's going to take forever, too.
Yeah. So it being one mode, I can feel that at the same time, though, like, because even Warzone has, like, they have fun little, what was that, Resurgence, and they had a zombie mode, and the map is constantly updating. And we and this has been out a year. I don't know how much updating they've done in that year. But how much updating can you really do to Bomberman? But I didn't want to keep playing it because I couldn't get into games. And I think to get good at a game, you have to play it a lot. And when you have to sit and wait for 5+ minutes to get into the next game, it's like, I'll just play something else.
Yeah, and for such a well-known character, and I would put Bomberman up there in the OGs of video game lore.
Yeah, man, it started, what, NES?
Did it? Was it NES?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The original Bomberman, I played that as a kid with a friend of mine who owned it on the NES, but it didn't look like it does now.
Right.
Because it was like, you know, NES graphics. But I mean, like, the cute cartoony character is not what he looked like at the time. He looked like he was just in a spaceman suit.
Right.
And it was, you know, single player. It wasn't the puzzle style game. It was more of a, what's the name of the game? You basically go and you blow up things, and then you try to blow up the enemies that are on the map to move into another area of a cave. It didn't have the grid style that it currently has.
Yeah, I think the first Bomberman game I played was on the SNES.
Yeah, the first one was 85 on the NES. And then,
yeah, but for such a well-known character, Konami kind of, like was alluded before, is mailed it in on this one. And you know, I don't think that this is a character that should be half-assed. I think Konami was just looking for a way to maybe grab some money, and who knows?
Yeah, go, like, look up some videos of the Saturn Bomberman and look how much more colorful and lively it is. I'm just looking at pictures. They got Bonk from Bonk's Adventure. And when you die, you can be around the outside. They have different maps. Like, they have this one that's soccer balls, and then there's these orange cones and nets and just different themes. And you could play it online. And it's just got so much more life to it. And even the original Bomberman R just looks like garbage to me, because it has, yeah, it's 3D, but bad 3D looks worse than good 2D, like good pixel art. And
I mean, the Bomberman was a go-to character on Smash.
Bomberman wasn't on Smash.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he was one of the assist trophies, right? I didn't think you could actually play as him. Don't make me get Teddy in here. He'll know.
Maybe he, old run.
He's been a playable character in a Smash game.
Let me go ahead and fact check.
Ask the fourth host of this game.
Hey,
or
Google,
podcast.
Is Bomberman playable in Smash Brothers?
Thank you.
There's no way. I have that game.
Thank you.
Bomberman is not.
Thank
in
you, Google.
Ultimate.
Good night.
But it's
Now you have to make Google dinner. All right.
No, because Google is wrong. Because I have and have played a ton of Smash Ultimate. Bomberman is an assist trophy. He is not playable. You can get him as a spirit, but he is not playable. You can't pick him and smash your opponent. I think maybe the best thing you can do is get a hat to put on one of the Miis to play as. That's the closest you can get, because they have Tails, right, and Knuckles from Sonic, but they're not actually playable characters in the game, but you can create them using Miis, where it's a guy, a human face in a mask. No, I'm sorry, but go ahead, say your wrongness a little more, and then everyone can get on Discord. Our Discord links are in the description and on our social media, and you can go to Mark and tell him why he's wrong about Bomberman.
No, there's no editing room Jeff here, okay? Google told you you're wrong. I'm telling you're wrong. You're wrong. It's fine. We'll move on.
It says Bomberman appears in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate as an assist trophy character.
Boom, baby.
Bomberman is a newcomer character that appears in Super Smash Bros.
Editing Room Jeff has to show up.
He has been playable ever since the first public release of the game. Thank you.
Totally.
Good night. Listen, me and Google are tight.
You can't select Bomberman as a character in any Smash game. Point blank period.
It's not point blank period just because you say it's point blank period.
It is now. Is Bomberman playable in Smash Bros? Bomberman appears as an assist trophy, like Scott said. Can you play as Bomberman in Smash? Bomberman is the star of today's is a star in today's Smash Bros. As an assist trophy rather than a playable character.
Bomberman has very good stage control due to his ability to plant and move around up to 5 bombs on the stage, which, when detonated, produce very large, high-damaging explosions
on his
that
own.
have potential to cover the entire stage.
Find me a YouTube video.
He
of
also
Bomberman.
Has very good maneuverability due to his good aerial mobility and
Bomber
a ludicrously fast
Bros.
Initial dash.
Gameplay.
Thank you. Good night. All right.
This is just wrong. Yeah, it's a me.
So how about
he,
the...
He's in the game, but you have to make a me character and assign a helmet.
Is
it's
his
not
name Bomberman?
Actually...
Is his name
no,
Bomberman?
No, his name is me Swordfighter or me Gunner or me whatever. But you have to create a character and then put a costume on that character. That's the only way you can play as Bomberman.
Google already told you you're fine. You know, you're upset
Google
because...
Google told me I was right again.
You're upset Scott because Google made it. You look like a fool on the podcast.
No, you're the one who's like, I won't go there. I was going to say, like some politicians who are faced with facts, but still refuse to accept the fact that they're wrong.
I'm saying wrong, like your favorite former president. So, wrong.
No, he's not in the game. You can't. He's not. Like, if you boot up any Smash Brothers game, he is not there on the menu for you to select. The only way you can do it is to create him using the Miis. That's like saying Bomberman is in the WWE game because you can go there and create him.
That's not true. His name in another language is Bomberman.
Okay. Well, I'm done. I don't
judgment.
Oh, at the end of each episode, we vote on whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Mark, what do you think?
No, this game's trash.
Well, that is... I agree. I'm really disappointed in this game. I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed in it.
Yeah, with the issues that I had starting up the game and even getting it to play, the ridiculous amount of time it takes to even get into a game, and the fact that I can't even I go to the Konami website to try to figure out if there's a way to fix my issue, and there's no tech support whatsoever.
You gotta do Reddit, bro.
Well, really,
yeah.
But either way, it's like, and I even tagged them on Twitter and everything, and nothing. This does not get my seal either.
They're not a game company. Konami is they're not a game company anymore, and they've done their creators wrong. That's why Igarashi and what's your boy Kojima left, and they were just treated wrong, and they're not a game company anymore. So when they publish something, the chances of it being good are very, very slim because they don't care about video games.
Well, Kojima ain't done nothing since he left, so it's fine.
Yeah, he did Death Stranding, which was, from my understanding,
garbage
hot
too.
Garbage.
You're right.
Yeah. But Igarashi did Bloodstained, which is really good.
All right, so this is not Budget Arcade approved. We didn't have any commentary.
Not a surprise.
Go figure. Yeah, not surprised at all.
Hey, Jeff, can you guess what Bomberman's final Smash move is?
He doesn't have a final Smash move!
It's Revenge Cart.
No, there's no final... Hold on, I'm going into the... This is not real.
You know what you can do, Jeff, is you can come on the podcast that I host by myself next weekend and tell me how wrong I am.
Next game we're going to play is Curse of Eros, A-R-O-S. Be sure to download it on your mobile device and play along with us.
That Ultra Smash is the generic Ultra Smash that they assigned to the Mii character. And the only reason... It says Bomberman on here is because the person went in and named them Bomberman.
Jeff's
you
whole life is a lie.
If you want to get at us, you can go to our Facebook. Hey, I'm talking about the socials here. Go to facebook.com/budgetarcade. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram @budgetarcade. Also, on twitch.tv/budgetarcadepodcast, and you can also put Budget Arcade Podcast into TikTok and find us there.
If you want to support us, you can do so on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade. For supporting us, you'll gain access to our exclusive Patreon channel and our Discord. You can join our Discord through our show notes or any of our social medias as well.
Before go ahead, but don't say game on until I get one more thing in. Go ahead, though.
That's fine. Okay. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe. No, cut it out, Mark. This is my time, Mark.
You're right. I apologize.
What was I saying?
Something about...
Oh, yes. Patreon. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe. Make sure you give us a like.
Or follow. And,
or a follow. If you're on Pandora, make sure you collect us. Let's see what else... Yeah, that's how Pandora does their following. Yeah, it's you collect it.
Ooh.
Just so be sure we're to collect us. Collect us on Pandora. We have been updating all of our episodes to YouTube. So, regardless of if you listen on YouTube, please go and subscribe so we can get our subscriber count up on that. That would be
just
phenomenal.
Don't turn on bell notifications. It will ruin your day. Because there are like 3 or 4 episodes a day, and it's just constant. Ba-ding! So I had to turn mine on.
That'll change as soon as I'm done.
Oh yeah, but right now,
updating everything.
Don't do it.
There's only about 20 episodes left for me to upload now.
Okay.
So I'm almost done. I'm almost caught up.
All right. So
just
real quick, let's pull something out of the Tess and Elliot argue book. Let's get a poll going. Is Bomberman in Smash? Just simple, clean. Yes, no. And let's just see what happens.
What does it matter? You're never going to talk about it again.
Probably not.
No, we'll pull it up on the next episode and talk about it then. Because that's how the polls work. Thank you, Elliot.
I'm just going to talk about I was
on the
next
episode. Let me
ask you, Mark.
Is Sonic and Knuckles in Smash?
Probably. I don't know. Bro, I don't play these Smash games.
Okay, so now you're saying you don't play the Smash games. I own it. I've played hundreds of hours. I can pull it up. It's probably into the thousands at this point. And you're telling me who's in the game?
Yes. Someone I'm 100% telling you it? That Bomberman and his Revenge Kart Final Smash move are in Super Smash Brothers.
Scott, just say game on.
Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Podcast Network. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.